This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Cambodia, the wheels of justice are slowly grinding closer toward the leadership of the Khmer Rouge. Over the course of four bloody years in the 1970s, Pol Pot and his followers murdered somewhere between 1.5 and 2.5 million of their countrymen. Intellectuals, professionals, Buddhist monks, Christians, homosexuals, anyone seen as disloyal to the communist agrarian agenda of the regime was killed. Finally, the Vietnamese army drove Pol Pot from power and stopped the killing. Pol Pot, who was also known as Brother Number One, was never brought to trial for genocide. He died in 1998. But now a new UN-supported effort to bring accountability is underway. And yesterday, Brother Number Two, a man named Nguyen Chia, was arrested in northern Cambodia and flown to the capital, Phnom Penh. He's being charged with war crimes and crimes against humanity. Evan Osnos, who covers East Asia for the Chicago Tribune, sought out Nguyen Chia last year and interviewed him, and he joins us now from southwestern China. Evan Osnos, what can you tell us about this man?
When I met Nguyen Chia, he was living in a hut with his wife and his grown children on the edge of the jungle in northwest Cambodia. He lived quietly, didn't see very many visitors, but he lived freely. He was a private citizen living among the population, and he was grandfatherly. He was polite. And he was also totally unrepentant for the genocide that he's accused of helping to design.
That was Nguyen Chia circa 2006. 30 years earlier, when he was head of ideology for the Khmer Rouge, what did that mean? What was he doing?
By all accounts, it seems that he was the day-to-day architect of execution policy. That means that he was the person who was deciding which groups of people were going to be targeted and when they would be targeted and in some cases how they would be killed. The man who ran the most notorious prison in Cambodia, which was called S21, says that Nguyen Chia was, in his words, the principal man behind the killings. And he can recall specific orders for prisoners to be executed in order to make more room in the prisons, for instance.
So when you interviewed him, you heard no hint of any remorse on his part for what had happened?
He often spoke in very general terms about how sorry he was for what had happened to his country. He was very vague about it. When the Khmer Rouge finally gave in its civil war with the government in 1998, he offered his only to-date public apology, and he apologized generally for what had happened to his country. And then sort of cryptically, he apologized as well to the animals that had been killed in the course of the conflict. I think in his mind, he was a participant in a much broader historical epic battle. And I think the genocide, which he is very clearly identified with, and the evidence is overwhelming, was not something that he takes a personal sense of responsibility for.
Why has it taken so long for this tribunal process to bring Nguyen Chia to justice?
Cambodia stayed at war for a decade after the end of the Khmer Rouge, and then even after that, it had a very hard time starting to come to grips with what had happened. A lot of Cambodians believe that's because the government today is constituted in large part by people who got their political start during the years of the Khmer Rouge. In fact, many of the senior leaders of today's Cambodian government were the foot soldiers of that regime. And they're not eager to see a tribunal that would begin to probe beyond the leaders of the Khmer Rouge.
So what happens next to Nguyen Chia?
Well, he's the second person to be arrested in recent months. The tribunal process has picked up speed recently, and he's likely to go on trial in the next few months after more evidence is collected. But in the meantime, he is in prison, and his arrest is a major moment for Cambodia because a lot of people had started to believe that he would probably never see his day in court.
Well, Evan Osnos, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It's Evan Osnos, who is Beijing bureau chief for the Chicago Tribune. He spoke to us from Luzhou, China.